National Goof Off Day is coming up at the end of next week, and according to Shelley Fraser Mickle, you don't want to miss it. In fact, she's getting an early start.
Today is National Goof Off Day, something I have been waiting for all year. Actually, I didn't know that March 22nd was officially the National Goof Off Day until John Check told me it was, because ever since I was 7 years old, I've been celebrating Goof Off Days about every 2 weeks, and now I'm really worried. Because if there is only one official Goof Off Day, that means I'm going to have to share it with all the rest of you, and that's the trouble. Because if you haven't learned how to goof off really well by the time you are 30, there's just not much hope for you. And that means you're going to drag the day down for all the rest of us who are already good at goofing off. The fact is, you have to learn about goofing off at the age of 7. Which is about the time the whole idea of going to school and having homework is wearing thin, along with piano lessons and learning how to take care of a dog by the book and being in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts and playing in Little League. It's enough to make a 7-year-old stuff socks in the piano keys and pitch a tent. In fact, spending a whole day in a homemade tent is one of the best ways I know to goof off. I did it when I was 7, and I do it now about once a month. I pitch a tent in the living room and give the dog his own bag of food that he can chew through. Then I get a couple of dozen comic books that are junk food for the brain, a box of peanut butter Nutter bars, a root beer, and a bag of bubble gum. I don't move for 4 hours. Then I take the tent out into the front yard and stake it down there and start all over. Apparently, the first people who were good at goofing off were the French, because the word goof comes from an old French word spelled G-O-F-F, which today I think I would pronounce golf. The word originally meant stupid, but that doesn't mean goofing off is stupid, and I don't think I better say any more about golf. Well, actually, I think taking a day off, or even a few hours, to do nothing of any value that anyone else can see is essential to the soul. And I'm real proud of my American ancestors who took the original French word G-O-F-F and moved it across the ocean and then goofed up the spelling. So ask yourself, if you've forgotten how to goof off, do something. Find a kid and let him teach you. There's nothing quite like goofing off in pairs. In fact, that's even better than a box of Nutta Butters in a tent. Hurry, though. The day's getting short.